Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article in the New York Times called How to Care for an Aging Pet, and thought about you, and I bet you deal with a lot of aging pets and owners of aging pets.
Yeah, we do. Like, the time that we see animals the most is when they're puppies and when they're seniors.
Yeah.
There's a little mix in the middle there where hopefully they don't have to see us except for routine stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of like people, too,
mm-hmm.
really,
when you
think about that. So there's a number of things that are mentioned in this article as being helpful for aging pets. I'm going to get into some of the more specific things, but one thing that I thought was interesting that was mentioned, we hear a lot about this for people lately, is CBD oil.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that for being used for pets?
Yeah, we have. The problem is the jury's kind of still out. We know that there's definite benefits to it, but Texas has not really figured out how to regulate that yet.
Yeah.
So as far as vets go, we're not making recommendations yet until they get that sorted out.
Right. Another thing I thought was a good suggestion is maybe fairly obvious, but steps for the bed. If the dog sleeps on a bed, at some point they may need steps.
Exactly. They may need steps to get on the bed. It may be easier for them to have a ramp. If you have like a high porch or deck they have to get out of, or steep steps, a ramp will help them. Yeah, especially in cats, too. We can't forget that cats get arthritis like dogs do as well. They just, it's not as obvious.
Yeah. This was, this article in the New York Times was written by the owner of an older pet. And I think the writer said she owned several pets, dogs, but in particular an older dog. And one of the things she mentioned that they have done for this older dog is massages. Now, that seems a little... like it's probably more than what most people would be able or maybe
right.
willing
or
to
maybe,
provide.
You know, you probably do that all anyway. Like, my dog demands a massage every day, but I just think of that as petting.
So you could do that yourself. That's not something you have to take the dog, make a schedule, an appointment for it,
yeah,
or anything of that nature.
Exactly.
Is there any trick to that? Is it just, you say petting? I mean, is it,
I don't know. I mean, I think that we haven't really tapped that market yet for pet massage, but I'm sure you could probably YouTube it. I can't imagine how it would be harmful, you know?
Couldn't hurt, could
yeah.
it? A lot of us like that as we get older.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital, about an article in the New York Times, How to Care for an Aging Pet. What are the Times article here mentions some symptoms, but what do you see as some of the major symptoms?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So the way that I think about it is, one, owners just need to be aware of what to look for with aging. I mean, you see the obvious things. Their fur is, you know, kind of starting to gray a little bit or get white or change colors, and you can see that their eyes kind of change colors a little bit. They don't look as clear. They may look a little bit more cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
But the big deal is, like, one that we see a lot is arthritis. So trouble getting up and down. Sometimes they'll hesitate before they go up steps, or they stop jumping on the bed, or when they go to get up, they're really slow to kind of rise up to go.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is dementia, where they get confused easily. You know, maybe they start having accidents where they never did before, or kind of wandering around. You know, that's common. And drinking more. That's a really common one we see as well.
Really? Drinking more?
Drinking more, because that can be a sign of some kidney issues or diabetes. If you notice, they're drinking a bunch of water, whereas normally they weren't
uh-huh.
before.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, maybe they're drinking a bunch of water and that's causing them to have accidents. So those are all signs to look for. I thought it was cool how the article mentioned, and I totally agree, that they probably need to come in more frequently than every year.
Sure.
You know, because things change quickly for them, and there's probably going to be some things that we're managing. So about every 6 month, wellness checks are a better idea than every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just again, like people, more trips to the doctor, mm-hmm. more trips to the vet.
Yep.
One thing that, because the article mentioned that science is doing a better job of keeping pets alive longer,
mm-hmm.
Just as we are with people, but there's still that issue that may ultimately come up of, you know, how long should you prolong the life of a pet? And they have people have to be pet owners have to be conscious of not keeping a pet alive just to avoid the heartache.
So yeah, we just have to make sure we're not keeping them around just for us because it's too hard to say goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, we need to look at the things that they enjoy in life, and when they can't do those things anymore, then that means their quality of life is not good, you know? If you have a dog that has lived for playing Frisbee for his entire life and he can't fetch a Frisbee and he doesn't care about his food anymore, mm-hmm. and then you have to start asking those questions about quality of life for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you deal with that quite a lot in your practice.
Yeah, we do, for sure. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, you are seeing dogs live longer, though. We've kind of left cats out of this discussion because the article was mostly about dogs.
But, right. Yeah, dogs and cats are living longer. Cats, we see cats in their 20s now.
Is that right?
Yeah. So people have a cat, and, you know, it's 12, and they're like, well, he's pretty old. And I'm like, not really. You know, I mean, we're managing kidney disease now in cats. We're managing heart, you know, problems in dogs. They can live years, you know, with managing that. Also, a lot of the preventatives are keeping them alive longer. More dogs than cats are on heartworm prevention,
mm-hmm.
Which was a really common cause of early death. So just all of the preventative care we're doing, too, is also helping them live longer.
Good. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Anytime.
Dr. Carrie McCreary, a co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.